Mark Levin, science has been politicized and not by conservatives but by the radical left. By Jeff Poor on June 4, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin questioned the actions of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director Anthony Fauci in the wake of recently released email correspondence from Fauci, which was revealed because of a Freedom of Information Act request. Levin explained how Democrats were using the pandemic to advance their ideology. He also likened it to the ongoing debate about anthropogenic climate change and how the so-called science involving that issue in the pandemic had been politicized. Transcript as follows. Levin, you know, Sean, it's not just Dr. Fauci. First of all, it would be one of the most unimaginable ironies in our history if the federal department responsible for protecting us from a pandemic contributed to creating one. And this gets to the heart of the matter, the nature of government, the nature of politicians. You see, Biden and the Democrats want to centralize more and more power. They're trying to destroy the suburbs as I speak. They want to control health care. They want to control energy. They want to control all these things. But they're incompetent boobs. Who are these people in the bureaucracy? Nobody ever gets fired. People aren't necessarily hired based on merit, but they grab more and more of our power. We have vaccines today. Of course, the government contributed to that. But without the private sector, we wouldn't have vaccines. We wouldn't have masks. We wouldn't have any of these things. And so, Biden and the Democrat Party's war on the private sector, massive taxes, massive economic dislocation, massive regulations and all these other things, they deny us the things that make the life much better. Now, look at big tech, look at big media. None of them or very few of them reported on the lab issue or allowed anybody to even discuss it. Even if they had scientific backgrounds, even if they were well known. You know, one of the great men, and he's an unsung hero on this, is a fellow by the name of Nicholas Waite, who helped blow the lid off this 1 month ago. In a piece he wrote, "The Origin of COVID. Did People or Nature Open Pandora's Box at Wuhan?" This is the piece that should be credited with all the talk we now hear in the last month. It was in the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. I don't know about you, but I'm a regular subscriber and I like to look at the pictures. But seriously, this man who I had on my Sunday show 2 Sundays ago, he's a former senior editor at the New York Times on science. And he spent a year retired, he's about 80 years old, looking into this. And he's the one that looked at the grant, and he's the one that wondered what happened to the moratorium on this gain of access research. He is the one that questioned the lack of curiosity of the media and that grabbed the media's attention that one of their own was raising serious questions. He's the one who pointed out that the grant that went to this third party in New York, part of that was used to fund the Wuhan lab, which investigates what? Which does science on coronaviruses. It makes them more lethal, more deadly. And he is the one that looked at the Lancet publication and another medical publication and raised questions about all these virologists signing onto these letters, which was used by the media when he said there's not one scintilla of evidence, Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, not one, that this was caused from an animal to human, a transformation. It never happened. They don't have any evidence. This has been communist Chinese propaganda, and he writes in the article, "Science is supposedly a self-correcting community of experts who constantly check each other's work. So why didn't other virologists point out that the Anderson group and these other groups' argument was full of absurd large holes? Perhaps because in today's universities, speech can be very costly. Careers can be destroyed for stepping out of line. Any virologist who challenges the community's declared view risks having his next grant application turned down by the panel of fellow virologists that advises the government grant distribution agency. I recommend, seriously, you can go online, you can get it. It's the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist by Nicholas Waite. Read it. Everything you're hearing on TV and radio is really based on this column. Now, I want to make a couple other points quickly here. This should inform us when people run around and talk about man-made climate change, and they don't have serious science to back it up, and they close down anybody who raises questions as deniers, and we're supposed to transform our entire free market economy into some kind of Marxist socialist dream, that we're going to destroy fossil fuels and sign onto some crummy deal that we just did again in Paris and so forth, we're going to follow the science, they say. Ladies and gentlemen, Newsflash, the science has been politicized and not by conservatives but by the radical left. They want to destroy our economy based on their science. They want to destroy the private sector, the fossil fuel industry based on their science. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.